This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Skip past the corner. Finney-Smith blocked by Draymond. He came out of nowhere from the paint to swat that one away.
A lot of blocks, it felt like. You had Steph and Draymond converging in the corner. 7 blocks on the night for the Golden State defense. 1 block for the Mavericks. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. They get blown out by Golden State 112-87. How much is the beginning of the Phoenix series? And you can throw in the game one loss to Utah. How much is that pausing your panic right now on the truckwreck.com text line? I think for the majority of the Metroplex, it's pausing a lot of the panic. 877-881-1053. If this was game one of the playoffs in round one, I think you'd see a lot of the texts like it was down 0-2 to the Suns. This is over in 5. This is a sweep. They'll be lucky. It'll be a victory for the Mavs to get 2. But I think because of that Phoenix series, a lot of Mavs Tolos are still very, very patient and
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. Now, there's a difference here. I mean, this team doesn't have Chris Paul, who has 50%. Of basically half of all the blown 2-0 leads in the last 25 years in the NBA. He's got basically half of them on his ledger. So it's not, they don't have that. This is a championship caliber basketball team. They've got pedigree. They've got rings. They know exactly what to do. They've got a coach who's been there. They've got a stable of players, guards who have been there. This is not that team.
Try to compare Golden State to Phoenix at the risk of overreacting to one game, right? What are you seeing in the difference between the two teams? You picked Mavericks in 5. Nick Wright, biggest national Mavs fan, going with Mavs in 5. What do you feel like is the difference based upon last night?
One team plays a completely antiquated style of basketball, and the other one is Golden State. Like, Phoenix takes mid-range jump shots. Terrible efficiency. They get by because they make them. But when you don't make those, you're screwed because they don't make enough threes to be able to combat that. The Golden State Warriors play a game that is completely modern. And the most efficient way to play, which is, let's just, layups and threes. Like, let's go. And they've got the guys who can nail them. And I think that's the difference, is that the Mavericks could chase and chase and chase. And as long as Devin Booker wasn't getting an open three, he felt pretty decent about it. In this one, you're going to have to guard the perimeter like you've never guarded the perimeter before. You've got to watch out for Klay and Steph and Wiggins. I mean, you got to watch out for a million guys on the outside, Poole, that could all beat you.
It feels like Golden State is deeper with offensive weapons.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Like, you had Booker, Paul, who faded as an offensive weapon. Ayton, during the rare times they decided to go to him, I felt like you got nothing from Bridges, nothing from Cam Johnson offensively. You definitely didn't get anything from Campaign. And then it was Crowder. It was basically Booker. Crowder was the X factor. Ayton and Paul with whatever you got from them. And last night, you got Steph. You had Poole. You had Wiggins. And then you had Klay in the second half. They feel a little bit deeper and more dangerous with their offensive talent. Now, defensively, we were saying the same thing after game one. Man, Phoenix really contesting these shots. Jalen Brunson is not going to get used to this length that he's right. seeing. He did everything he wanted in the Utah series, and then the Suns have a bunch of different length. How hard is Luka going to have to work? We were saying the same thing after game one against the Suns that we're saying this morning after this really nice defensive job by Golden State contestants.
They are very long. And you saw that in a couple of plays that they're showing in the replays here. You know, they're showing the Dinwiddie block in the corner, which, I mean, he thought it was a foul. I think a lot of people thought it may have been a foul where Clay got him.
Which one?
This one where Dinwiddie got the tech. First half.
The one, I think the offensive foul on Finney Smith was the craziest call.
That was insane.
That was maybe the worst call I've seen of the entire postseason.
I mean, neither of the announcers understood what the hell they were doing, what the hell the call was there.
Yeah, a couple Tolos went fishing there with me. They're like, what do you think the game would be if the officiating was fair? And I was like, guys, you're getting your face stomped in. You're getting your ass demolished. Stop.
Yeah, there were some bad calls, but that wasn't the reason that they didn't win. The reason they didn't win is because their starters went 7 of 28 from 3. Okay, you can't go 25% from beyond the arc and expect to win the game. You can't beat Golden State that way. It's just not going to happen. The Mavs were slow to get in their offense again. How many times did they get the ball? And it's like, oh, my God, there's already 7 seconds left in the shot clock.
Well, I felt like the pace was frenetic and back and forth early on. I'd be interested to see the pace numbers on the Mavericks. Slowest team versus fast team. And Steve Kerr was talking about trying to speed them up, and it was back and forth early on. So I'd be interested to see how fast the Mavericks actually played. But let's talk about the threes. A lot of Tolos were saying, okay, it's not dropping. They're not falling. Start going to the paint. Stan Van Gundy and Reggie Miller at the end of the game said, this is an obvious adjustment. You got to get more dribble penetration. You got to get more points in the paint as Golden State won in that category. Where do y'all stand on it in terms of this is the formula, stick with it, or change it up and don't fire up as many?
Keep shooting.
I agree.
Keep shooting.
I agree.
You know, the formula is only the formula only works if you continue to do it over time because you know
everything. I also think the formula is what allows you to beat these teams with superior talent.
It's why they're here.
Make no mistake about it. The Dallas Mavericks have inferior talent compared to the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors. Period.
Y'all can thank Vegas Bob for this, by the way.
Vulgaris?
Yeah. He's the reason for this. Okay. Everybody wanted to run him out of town. He's the reason for this formula. But
for just more threes?
More threes. It's just the analytics way to go. It's, you know, chuck him up, chuck him up, chuck him up. And eventually they will fall. Like that. And that's the, you play the law of averages over time. And that's the only way these formulas work. If you just pick and choose when you're going to use them, you can't go play blackjack and sometimes hit on 15 when the dealer's showing his picture card. You got to do it every time, or you can't do it at all. You can't just pick and choose. You know, you might get lucky, but over time, you're going to lose more than you actually win.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with this. You have to continue to shoot. It's the way that you have to make this work. I know it sounds counterintuitive. It's the way it works.
Well, you're betting on NBA talent. The Mavericks are saying, we sign shooters. That's what we had. Draymond Green after the game with TNT. He's like, everyone on that team can shoot. And when they're wide open threes, you'll take that. And Barkley said it pregame. He said at halftime. He said it postgame. It's going to be a bunch of little small dudes in this series firing up threes. It's not going to change who can hit him and who can rebound. He always tries to simplify it down. And he was right about the Mavericks in terms of them not hitting him, and it cost them the L. But I say continue firing because at the AAC, they're going to fall. We know that they're going to fall, and the roof is going to get blown off the place, and that, you know, increases energy level and excitement and intensity because role players shoot better at home.
Buddy of mine from high school, one of my teammates, Sean, said, if I made the NBA and I could play for anybody, hands down, I want to play for the Mavs. They literally dribble around till someone shoots a three.
Yep.
And that's what they do. They could beat any team in the NBA by 30 on any night, and they can lose to any team in the NBA by 30 on any night.
Yep.
And it's just because of, well, whether or not they fall or not. But this is the formula when you are, like, if they were the best team in the NBA, like, if they had the most talent, you know, maybe you don't do this.
I'm trying to think of other teams in sports that have to play a specific style that's so different. Not that the Mavs shooting threes is different today's
well,
NBA.
Baltimore like, does. Baltimore does. I don't know if they have to, but they do.
Yep. The Ravens.
Yep. So the Ravens. You see the A's do this. The A's done this for years. You know, they were the ones that started the whole, hey, let's just walk. Just walk a buddy. We can't buy hitters.
Right.
But we can, you know, walks are underappreciated. Like these guys are undervalued. Let's go buy walks.
Yep.
And they did. And it worked. And now it worked in the playoffs. It did work in the playoffs. It worked to get to the playoffs. But when you got there, you were facing top flight pitchers. Top flight pitchers aren't walking you a ton.
So we agree. Keep firing it up.
Keep firing, man. Keep on firing. Now,
what about the Tolos?
The Fantex says, you're going to get blown out at the AAC and watch your season end. I noticed the Warriors were covering Luka full court, which made him work more. He looked tired in the fourth. Keep shooting them. They were wide open looks. They won't shoot this poorly all series.
Yep.
The same formula, except to have Luka play more with his back to the goal.
I was thinking about that. I wonder if the next adjustment, because, you know, Bacic is great at identifying the defensive schemes in game. I kind of need the announcers to, I'm watching one-on-one. It's kind of like in football, right? I'm watching the ball, not the offensive line. Where Broadus can watch the offensive line. It's kind of a next level fan way of viewing. And Bacic is like, what are they doing with the switches? And how are they working it with hedging? And all? And I'm like, Mike, I can't break that down in the moment. I wish that I could. But Van Gundy kind of echoed what Mike called me about at halftime. He said, they're trying to get Steph and Poole on Luka. The Mavs are trying to do that. They're trying to attack Poole and Steph defensively, but Andrew Wiggins was doing a nice job of fighting through these screens and not allowing it to happen. And then I was like, okay, what if you just put Luka in the post? Mm-hmm. What if you make Luka like Draymond Green and let him initiate, let him be the passer with his back to the basket? Because it doesn't matter whether it's Wiggins. It don't matter whether it's Wiggins, because Luka can still go ahead and back him down. Well, then Golden State may say, fine, we'll just go ahead and answer with Draymond, because you're not going to back Draymond down right. Because of the weight comparison.
No, you're not. You know, but Luka could probably back a lot of guys down. You know, there is going to be different players and different series that you can take advantage of that with, and guys you can't. But man, I'm still live by it and die by it. You got here with it, keep chucking. And if you're off one night, hope that by the end of the night you get right back to your average.
Here's Luka on what the Mavs have to do for game two.
Well, we got to play better. That's it. You know, we got to play tougher. We got to play better. Just like the Phoenix series after game one. And then we got to learn from there. You know, game two was the same as game one. So we got to learn from that. And we got to come out harder and play better.
Okay. What were the other positives? To me, a very important thing for the other guys is to keep their confidence up. Like Spencer Dinwiddie shocked all of us and the basketball world by, forget about like just the shooting he had in game seven against the Suns. Where Spencer Dinwiddie deserves so much credit is to be able to respond and bounce back confidence-wise. How could his confidence not be down the drain? And then all of a sudden, he comes out in the do-or-die game and is the star of the game. I thought Dinwiddie had a nice night with 17, so his confidence and his aggressiveness stayed high. I thought Brunson had a nice flash there. I think it was in the third quarter. He ended up with 14. Dinwiddie had 17. Everyone else was pretty much terrible. Where is Finney Smith? This is why people get on Dorian for making $55 million. Because, yeah, he had that one game where he blew up against the Suns and then absolute disappearance, right? 2 of 6 last night. Again, we don't even need to get started on Dwight Powell. He got his... Does no team in the NBA notice and scout and plan for the Mavs? First possession out of each half to throw up the alley-oop. That was the only time we noticed Dwight Powell on the evening. He got his patented alley-oop starting the third quarter.
Get him involved.
Yeah, get him involved.
And hey, one of Dorian's two shots, hey, that nice putback jam. Mm. That was nice.
That was nice, but he was short. The Mavs seem to be, Kevin Gray tweeted this out. He's like, are they a little bit tired? Luka was short. Now, people were wondering whether that was him holding his shoulder. What was up with the shoulder injury after he got – what did you tweet out about that cut? What was that cut comparison you had with the?
Oh, he looks like a God of War. It's a video game. Yeah, it's a nerdy video game thing. But yeah, that cut was that was nice.
That looks badass.
I like it.
I wish I had a cut like that.
We can do that.
I mean, you haven't been chewing your nails in here lately, so you may have some longer nails. Let's see.
No, they're not. They're short.
Okay.
Short nails, man.
You're not chewing them though in here.
Oh, I'm chewing them. Don't you worry about that.
You're supposed to chew less with less stress, which I know you have less stress in your life.
Me and chewing nails is not a stress thing. Not a stress
what
thing.
What is it?
Boredom thing. Yeah, it was the same with smoking for me.
Yeah, you should smoke instead.
I should go back to that too.
And then Maxi, 1 of 4, 3 personal fouls. Bertans was non-existent. He was 0 for 4. Who else is in here? Oh, I'm not going to read the garbage time guys.
Man, that was unfortunate for my family because I was trying to get the kids to go to bed around that time. And then they were like, oh, I want to watch the game. They sat down when it became 24-hour fitness gym basketball. That was like the worst. the garbage time.
5 minutes left. I'm like, all right, let's get everybody out.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go ahead and get them out. And they ended up getting them out.
About 25 minutes left, get everybody out.
And then all 5 starters for the Warriors scoring in double figures. All 5. Otto Porter Jr. had a nice spark for them early on. He had 10. Jordan Poole with 19 off the bench. I'm going to have to go and get the replay travel official out.
Okay, thank you.
Man, it seems like he takes some long steps.
Boy, he was holding that pivot foot down. And he's like, pivot foot, wivet foot, who cares? Let me just jump off of it.
Exactly.
But that's a travel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.